is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
BBC headline: China tightens Xi Jinping's powers against the West with new law. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. Gordon, new law, espionage, counter-espionage, anti-espionage. Why? What does it mean? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. China's previous counter-espionage law applied only to state secrets. These amendments went into effect on July 1st, apply not only to state secrets, but also to anything relating to national security or, get this, national interests, which means everything. We know that this codifies what's been occurring this year, John, because China has been raiding the due diligence firms, most notably the Minsk Group in March, detaining all the employees and closing the office. And essentially what they're doing is they're criminalizing the possession of business information, which is absolutely necessary for foreign companies and, of course, others in China.
We welcome Jonathan Ward, author of The Decisive Decade, to help me understand what appears to be a paradox. Jonathan, I understand that the Chinese leadership is on a charm offensive, not to the United States or European allies, but to private enterprise, to entice, encourage, embrace the return of foreign investment and foreign companies to China to share in the rebuilding of the economy after the catastrophe of the COVID-19 lockdowns. How does this match with this attempt to intimidate people because they took a picture of a menu? Good evening to you, Jonathan.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Well, look, as I've been saying for a long time, I mean, business leaders at this point need to look for the exit in China. If companies are building supply chain strategies or growth strategies or any of that, essentially at the dawn of Cold War II, they're going to be very badly punished for that in the 2020s and beyond. So Beijing has always sought to bring our business leaders onto its side. I mean, we've seen that this year as they've welcomed many high-profile CEOs from Tim Cook to Elon Musk to Jamie Dimon, you know, people that are building real businesses in China, people that have not yet figured out how to diversify their supply chains fully away from this problem. So on one hand, the business dynamics are just driving continuous FDI into China. I mean, that's happening both from the US and from Europe. You know, companies are looking for growth. Major investment banks want access to what are actually relatively large capital markets and wealth management opportunities. But at the end of the day, what China is going to do, what the Communist Party is going to do, is to manage this all on their terms. And they want to start creating examples out of Western companies. We've seen that through the raids on companies like Bain and other, you know, risk management and due diligence firms. And ultimately, for companies to base their you know, operations or growth strategies in an adversary state is really a fatal, and it's going to be a self-inflicted wound. And I think shareholders need to start looking at this as much as policymakers and American citizens, because it's just such a damaging strategy that's going to create all kinds of, you know, risk and lost value in the Fortune 500, in the stock markets. I mean, to have these bad strategies is going to be very damaging for our country, to say nothing of the fact that we're building a strategic adversary. So you can't escape these laws. These laws are very broad. You know, as Gordon said, I mean, you're criminalizing essentially the gathering of data in China, which is necessary to make real sound investments and to expand a business. So people are going after this market, and yet they're going to get in so much trouble because they're dealing with a state that seeks to not only control how commerce is done, but also to create examples out of our own companies. They understand how much leverage they have because of what we've put into that market over the decades.
Gordon, you have a question for Jonathan.
Jonathan, there is that dichotomy that John referred to, you know, in terms of wanting to attract foreign business, but also punishing foreign business with rules such as the amendments to the counter-espionage law. Do you think this is just Chinese arrogance, that they think companies will come anyway? Or do you think that basically you have a Chinese regime which is acting, you know, two separate groups, one that don't like foreign business and another group that does? How do you sort of square this?
Well, look, I think there is a real contradiction at the heart of Chinese strategy, of Communist Party strategy. And on one hand, they believe that they can use the power of their market to win a long-term contest with the United States. On the other hand, they're building a military that's designed to, you know, take territorial conquest, essentially, to sort of return territories that they believe have been lost, to have showdowns of major states. They think they can get both of these things done. And right now, in a way, there's no reason for them not to think that, because our strategy is built, and we're seeing, you know, Yellen is over in China now to tell them that we want to continue to have commercial relations and all of that. And, you know, they'd like to prevent sort of investment restrictions, laws, those sorts of things. But our strategy feeds into their strategy. The idea that we can trade with them and prevent war through trading with them, I think, feeds into this idea that they can have Western investment, access to our markets, and also prepare for war with us. I mean, to them, this is possible. And we have to start calling that, which is why the only answer to this situation is economic containment. It is some level of strategic decoupling. It is to slow their rise and to get our businesses and investments out. And that's both for our own national security interests, but also for the interests of our companies. I mean, our companies, which make up so much of the wealth in this country, which are the economic engines and the real power behind, you know, American geopolitical powers, is our economy. So to have everything exposed to an adversary state is a non-strategy for the United States. But we're feeding into that contradiction where they believe that they can have access to us and prepare for war with us. And I think, Gordon, on one level, it does go back to some of what we saw in hundreds of years ago with the McCartney visit, where the Chinese emperors were saying, you know, we don't need your manufacturers. And they mistook the British for pirates, for coastal pirates, and had a very odd taxonomy of the world's sort of faraway places. And, you know, I think this idea of the central kingdom, which inevitably will dominate global commerce and global affairs, and anything short of that is humiliation. I mean, we're dealing with a view of the world that allows them to have these ideas that shouldn't work in reality, and that we have some say in preventing. I mean, if we disengage, their rise is over. And if their rise is over, we can win the geopolitical contest of the 21st century.
Gordon, a puzzle here. When I visited Taiwan 20 years ago, my understanding was a great number of the successful enterprises on the mainland were with the offices in the law and the corporations of Taiwan, Taipei, Taiwan. Is that still true? Does the mainland engage with the businesses and the law courts of Taipei, or is that all ended? And so, therefore, this anti-espionage law does not apply to what existed 20 years ago.
Well, clearly, Beijing does engage with Taiwan business because it wants, for instance, Taiwan factories. But also, they have a presidential election coming up on January 13th. And this is really important. And China uses every point of contact with the island to try to undermine the Democratic Progressive Party, which is now leading in the polls. The current president of Taiwan is a DPP member. So really what you have is Beijing just trying to use Taiwan business as it uses Taiwan media, as it uses Taiwan NGOs, as it uses everything it can have, gets its paws on.
So what we have then is China saying it will punish people who collect data, but it's doing business with an enterprise, many enterprises that they're built on data. The digital universe is Taiwan, correct, Gordon?
Well, yeah, of course. And then what we're seeing is, as Jonathan pointed out, that contradiction, and that I believe is sort of arrogance, but I can't quite put my finger on it. But yeah, businesses are actually starting to leave China because they are worried about these amendments to the counter-espionage law. And that's why Janet Yellen, as Jonathan has said, is raising the issue with her interlocutors later this week, because this is considered to be, for many businesses, a do-or-die matter.
Jonathan Ward is author of the just-published The Decisive Decade, American Grand Strategy for Triumph Over China. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bachelor.